guess we start off, just tell us what you saw today specifically.
I thought the offense stepped up. They're a lot better than they were, last night. We got the scrimmage situations. I thought we really stepped it up. Didn't go against the number one D a whole lot in the scrimmage, but whoever you're going against, you got to win. And our guys fought, and we did some really nice jobs in the run game. I thought our option game was, that really stood out to me today. And I think we were much better throwing and catching the football in 7-on-7. So offensively, I think we took a step forward today. I think some guys came out here, thinking, we had the breeze, the cool. It was a little lackadaisical at times. And as a coach, we got to coach that and get that corrected. But all in all, we're making progress.
Have you made any progress on the QB battle?
Yeah. I mean, it's, truthfully right now, it's probably, two-man battle. It's Jay Curran and, Freak, Akeem Jones. They're getting, majority of the reps. It's not that Patrick Core is not a good quarterback. He is. It's just right now Akeem just a little step ahead of him as a freshman. We went ahead and made a move to put Mikael Grace over on defense, so that gets Akeem more reps, and that's what he needs. He just needs so many reps, but he's into it and he wants it. But Jake's just steady. Jake's a guy that I have full confidence out there. Then get in and do the things that we ask him to do, and get us in the right plays and put it on the put the ball in the right spot and good reading coverages. So.
Say at this point, it's 5 days, but again, you only have 17 more to go.
Yeah.
Would you say either one of them has an advantage right now?
No, I can't go there. I can't go there because, in 17 days, it's going to come up quick, but it's still a long time for Akeem. It's a lot of study time. It's a lot of practice time. And I'm not, as I said, until I'm ready to make, that final decision, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to give, Akeem and his chance to, learn, and when he gets to a point where he's comfortable in the system and I can just see his athletic ability shine, then I think I can go ahead and make a decision.
Do you have a timeline on yourself to make that, or is it just?
I would preferably like to go in, before, game week, obviously,
right.
And I'd like to go in well before game week. If I could do it, the week before game week, here coming up here, probably, 10 days, I'd like to say if I could get it done in 8 to 10 days, that'd be fine. But as I said, I'm not gonna make a hasty decision.
When it comes to the scrimmage next week, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but do you have a specific rotation? Because obviously that's going to tell a lot on a decision that you would make, because the following week is your first preparation for an actual game.
Not particularly. Jake's been taking the first reps, because he came out spring ball, with the first group. And he's done nothing to really relinquish that. But as I said, it's just because of familiarity with the system. So he's getting the rest with the ones right now, just so we can get, a good tempo, get going. But I am getting Akeem some more reps in there with the ones. But as I said, it's a neck and neck battle right now.
What about the other position battles on the field? Have you made progress there as well?
I think so. I really do. I think so. Wide receiver, I think that's going to be on offense. That will be our toughest decision to make, that and what we're going to do at the tailback position. Those will be our two biggest, question marks on offense. I think, offensive line, we know we got three solid starters, and we're asking, two of the younger guys, if they can step up, that would be great. So that's, we got to get, our center and left guard, taken care of. But we got talent, and that's a good thing. That's a good problem to have. But that's the problem with our wide receiver position. We have a lot of guys that you want to get the football to. And with the restrictions and limits, without out-of-state players, we've got to make, some hard decisions, but we'll get those decisions made. And then at tailback, we got just a bunch of new guys in there, and that's why we're scrimmaging so much. We're scrimmaging at least 30 minutes a day, and we're going to continue to do that because we got to see who can, who's giving us the best shot, back there at tailback, who can be a game breaker for us. Andre Williams has shown some flashes of that. We got a new guy by the name of Cortez McCathorn. He's a big bulldozer type guy. He's about 5'10", 250, 5'9", 250, but know, he can run. He's nimble on his feet. And then you got you know, your interchangeable guys, Tyreek Hill and Mike Gerst. They're both can go out in the slot for me or be back at tailback. So, you know, it could come down one of those guys is in the backfield, the other one's out in the slot, so on, and then mix that up. So there's a lot of things we're going through in our heads, but, you know, no decisions have been made yet.
Who are those three offensive linemen you said that pretty solid starters?
Pretty solid. I mean, obviously left tackle Dontavius Blair, who's, you know, probably the top left tackle prospect in junior college football, and, you know, he just done nothing out here not to, you know, show that he isn't. He's special. You know, our right tackle position, you know, with Johnson, you know, Ryan Johnson, you know, he was all conference at Ellsworth last year, and you know, he has experience at the junior college level, and he's been successful. So, and they're two mammoth, you know, human beings. I mean, you know, you step up, you go to the line of scrimmage, you see those guys, the tackles, you know, has to put a little bit of fear in defense. And then right guard, you know, I absolutely love Colby Hamill. You know, he was all conference at center for Hutch last year, and we feel he's a little bit better right guard. So he's playing right guard for us. And so those three, and, you know, he was, as I said, you know, those are three guys that you know, are going to, you know, all have and all will go on to play Division I football. So that's three of your five on your offensive line. That's pretty good. You know, but as I said, you know, we need two more guys to step up. But Coach Velez will get them going. I have full faith that Coach Velez is a great coach, and we'll get those guys set.
Is there anybody specific right now? Because obviously the center is one of the most important parts, and I've seen a couple of different errors as far as the snaps. Is there anything going on there?
Yeah, those are our younger guys at center. When we're having problems with the snaps, those are our younger guys, and you know, they just got to get out. They just got to understand. You know, if you got problems with certain parts of your game, you got to get out here before practice. I mean, they'd be out here, you know, taking deep snaps, you know, 100, 150, you know, before practice, 100 after practice. Right now, you know, Jason Kerryon, he started left guard for us last year, and, you know, obviously we're a pretty darn good offense, so he's got game experience, and, I mean, he's extremely intelligent. He's a Garden City product here. I think he's got a 4.0 here at the college, so, you know, that's what you want in the center. You want a guy that can make those line calls, you know, see the adjustments on defense, and be able to adjust it, you know, very quickly so we can get, you know, all the proper guys blocked. So, you know, right now Kerryon's, you know, our center, but we're kind of, you know, taking a look at everybody. But he's got a leg up on people right now.
How many kids do you have out here?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I mean, seriously.
Like 117 yesterday.
I don't, you know, we got, you know, it all depends on the day. You know, I mean, we have guys, you know, you know, get here. We've had a few guys, you know, decide it's not for them. So it's dwindling down to the numbers that we want. But you know, we got some pretty good numbers. You know, it's because that, you know, we had a great recruiting class, and you know, we got a lot of guys through that. And you know, that number will dwindle down. Obviously, when it comes to naming, you know, your 20 qualifiers from out of state for your first game, and you go into the season, that's who you're playing with, your 20. So if you get four guys hurt, you go and play with 16 out-of-staters. So that's a big decision to make, and some of those guys that don't make it are sophomores. You know, they got, you know, we're going to, you know, it's just going to be tough, you know, tough telling them, you know, that, you know, hey, you know, this is your last chance, and, you know, either, you know, if they want to stick with us and do some good, you know, help us out and be good team players, and that's what we'll do. If not, well, you know, there's other places, I'm sure, that, you know, we got some talented guys that aren't going to be out of state, that aren't going to make this team, unfortunately. So, you know, in that case, we'll do whatever we can to help them out.
What do you have to have it to?
The number, well, you play with 63. So okay. We play with 20 out-of-staters and 43 in-staters. So okay. we'll break it down to 63 players. And the in-stated guys, you can maneuver and back and forth.
Oh,
you're
okay.
You don't have to set your 43-man in-state roster. You have to set your 20 out-of-state.
Okay.
Yep.
How many can you dress on Saturday?
63. That's it. Dress 63. Yep.
Tyreek Hill still not practicing?
Yeah. And Tyreek Hill can actually probably sit about the entire two-a-days and come out and be one of the best players in junior college football, although I don't want that because his speed is, you know, so dynamic. As a quarterback, I mean, you've really got to get used to the timing with Tyreek Hill. You know, I tell our quarterbacks every time, you know, I'm probably the only player I will ever coach that I say if a guy's got him 2 or 3 yards still over top of him, still throw it as far as you can, and he will beat it, you know, that guy. And that's one thing that him and Nick Marshall were exceptional at last year. Jake and him got pretty good at this, you know, this past spring. So, but I need him healthy. So, you know, it's not that he's not injured. It's what you know happens. He had some cramping issues, and so we're just making sure that you know he's fully healthy and ready to go before you know we get him out here.